This house is too much. The children are gone. It's time to downsize. I have to move on. The condo seems nice, but I'm sure I'll find this house won't be easy to leave behind. So full of memories, laughter, and love. But more than those, this house is full of stuff. Where the hell did I get all this crap? Lord, this place is just a fire trap. Clothes I simply had to keep in the closet 6 feet deep. Items that I squirreled away for some imaginary day I'd need. That old computer cord, or a slightly bent Parcheesi board. All this stuff. Boxes handed down from Mom and Dad. Things I never even knew they had. Papers that I got an A on. Valentines I wrote in crayon. Teething rings and baby shoes. Mine, or maybe who knows whose. Taking stock has been traumatic. I can't face what's in the attic. Like that box holding something I hope is a wig. It's like an archaeological dig of stuff. I'd never sell my grandmother's china. Service for 30, so hard to find. It's been in bubble wrap for 20 years now. Out of sight and out of mind. Technically, I'm not a hoarder, but I'm right there on the border. Stuff. Junk my children left when they moved on. Bit by bit, the horror starts to dawn. Things that we accumulate, in the dark they replicate, overflowing every bottom drawer, piling up behind each cupboard door. More and more and more. Hard to pick just what to start with. Hard to say what I can part with. Gotta face it, even though it's rough. And when I'm hitting the wall, it will help to recall, after all, it's all.